Welcome to Cheers to This, the podcast where meaningful conversation is mixed with a good drink. I'm your host, Jay Hutchins, and today I'm joined by Nick, who has founded a global movement focused on love and kindness and understands deeply why love and kindness speak louder than fear and hate. We welcome you to pour yourself a glass and join the conversation. Hi, Nick. How's it going?
Hey, Jay. It's good to see you. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm so glad that you're here. So I do have to ask, what's in your glass?
Well, you know, I hate to tell you that it's water, but it's water.
Hey, don't hate to tell me that. We all need some good hydration, okay?
Listen, if this would have been later in the day for me, it would have been Jack Daniels. So, but for right now, it's water.
Definitely respect that. Well, with your water, do you happen to have a cheers today?
I do have a cheers. Let's drink to love and kindness, shall we?
Yeah, to love and kindness.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Oh, that's great.
Loving kindness, cool, refreshing drink. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, at a time when fear and division seem to be so loud that they appear to be the baseline, I mean, why do you believe loving kindness still have the power to cut through all of that?
Yeah, because there's two options here. There's two choices that we have to make in each now with intention. Mm-hmm. We're either going to choose love or we're going to choose fear. These things are coexisting in every now. They're always there. And so what we focus on, the lens that we look through, that's what we see. Mm-hmm. And so if we choose to focus on the fear and we're getting fire hosed with fear, I mean, the algorithms are just perma crisis, mm-hmm. chaos, division, fear, 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 fear. You know, if we'll allow ourselves to just put this down, set our phone down, get off of this, take our earbuds out and just be, just ground mm-hmm. and do what you and I are doing right now, which is having a true, authentic connection.
Yeah.
You know, you're not an avatar. I'm not an avatar. We're not mm-hmm. AI. And, you know, while we're using connectivity, this platform, mm-hmm. we're using connectivity to connect. Mm-hmm. We need to always make sure that we don't confuse connectivity and connection. We're drowning in connectivity all day long on our phones, on our computers. Connectivity is not connection. And this becomes even more important to stay focused on and to acknowledge and to realize is that in this world of AI that's quickly getting away from us, mm-hmm. we have to stay focused on true connection. And more importantly, in real life connection.
Yeah.
One person at a time, you know, standing in line at the post office or sitting next to you on the bus or waiting for the train, walking down the sidewalk. These moments of in real life connection with other humans mm-hmm. so, so important for each of us, for all of us. And Jay, once we understand that all of us crave connection, it's hardwired in our DNA. It's back here in our brainstem. Humans want to connect with other humans. And once you realize that everybody's feeling that same way, all it takes is for you to make the first move, for you to be the first one that says, hey, I'm Jay. What's your name? How's it going? You know, just start the connection right up there with the most important thing that we're going to choose to do today, choosing love over fear and choosing to lean into these moments of in real life, authentic connection each time the universe serves them up. Not just keep looking down and keep walking, not just saying thank you and keep walking, stopping mm-hmm. and connecting with another person. That's the magic. That's the real gift. Yeah.
I love that connection is really at the heart of understanding the power of love there. But I am curious a little bit when you were talking about the dangers of connectivity feeding us that fear consistently. I mean, do you think that's the root of why we default to fear so easily, but have to be more intentional about choosing love?
Yes. The algorithms are running intentionally to keep us divided, to keep us fearful. I mean, these things aren't just out there willy-nilly, you know, by happenstance. I mean, there's a design here. There's architects involved that are social engineering how we fill up and how we react and how we show up and how we interpret things and how we preconceive and make judgments and have certain biases. The best thing that we each can do every day for ourselves, Jay, is to try to stay off of this as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And give yourself some quiet time. Give yourself some time to just let your mind rest. You know, just breathe. Just get out of here and mm-hmm. move back down into heart space. Yeah. Because the heart It already knows the way. It knows that love is the way. And we have to give our minds a rest from all of this noise, all of this permacrisis that's being inflicted upon us, all this trauma, and just sink back and relax into heart space. Yeah, like we're doing right
taking
now.
Taking that moment to relax into the heart space
right.
seems doable and important to do.
Yeah,
because
just breathe into it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. You know,
I think that's something we can all do. I really do.
Yeah. Give yourself a hug. You know, I love you. Oh, I love you.
Yes. Yes, sharing that love with yourself to start
right.
with is huge.
Yeah.
It's got to be
huge. The kind of the motto, if you will, you know, of Pink Socks Life is love more. I mean, that's the design on all of our gear. You know, this reminder to love more and fear less. They said, well, love more what? Well, you tell me, what do you want to love more? Well, yeah. I want to love my dog more. I want to love my, this. Great, do that. Whatever you want to love more of, do it. Whatever that keeps you to focus on loving more and fearing less, well, that's the thing to do. And you touched on it right a moment ago, Jay, when you said loving ourselves is so important. In fact, it is. It's the number one thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got to love ourselves before we can create the space to love someone else, to share and hold someone else in that space. You know, we have to give ourselves grace and patience and forgiveness and love, all of these things for ourselves, so that we can give all of those wonderful gifts to everyone around us. We're all trying to do this, Jay. You know, we're all connected to this one big thing. And, you know, the design elements on the pink socks, there's two. There's a black handlebar mustache because it makes you smile. I see that.
It definitely does.
And then the puzzle piece. And the puzzle piece represents the power of connection.
Oh,
pink
wow.
socks connecting people all around the world. This is our 11th year. We gifted the first pair of pink socks in April of 2015. And on the front label, Jay, it says, the world is full of good. When you believe it, you see it. Keep
That's
doing
so true.
That. Keep doing that.
Yes.
So over 300,000 pairs of pink socks have been gifted all around the world, all built on this ethos of gifting and connection.
Yes. Pink Socks Life. Everybody should definitely visit the Instagram and the website.
Yeah.
Because I love what you're saying here about those moments of connection being at the heart of it. You know, people are understanding from hearing us talk, you know, the importance of the connection and the love and the importance of making space for all of that. But do you think they're fully understanding the cost of if they choose to lean to fear and hate instead?
Oh, it's hideous.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. It's, you know, it is something that we have to allow ourselves to. We have to give ourselves the self-permission to hold space for this, to show up in these ways of love and kindness, to, you know, it's intentional, it's a choice. And the more that we practice these things, it's a meditation, right? It's a practice, the easier they become. And it becomes natural without even thinking about it. But first we have to get rid of the conditioning of fear, which we're bombarded with that from every which way we look. Right. Not just social media and the algorithms, but the news or media being surrounded by other people who are drowning in fear. So it, you know, social isolation, stress, trauma, PTSD, sickness, all of these things, you know, are just resultant of days and days and weeks and months and years and years of living in fear. And so this greatest gift that we first give ourselves is that allowing ourselves to hold space with ourselves, learning to love ourselves. You know, sometimes you hear people call that say doing the work. And that work, it never ends. We wake up into it each day. We wake up and we say, well, what am I going to be grateful for right now? Start the day in gratitude, try to stay in gratitude and be patient. Patient and grateful. Just keep showing up. Loveness, kindness and love. I like loveness. Maybe that's a new word.
Loveness is a good word. It's a good one.
But yeah, and you know, and that's not always easy, right? It's there certainly are days and times where it's difficult. And Jay, that's okay.
Yeah.
Some days are just that way. You know, some days it's like the weather, right? Some days the sun shines, some days it rains.
Yeah.
And sometimes it rains for a long time, but eventually the sun comes back out. I live in Portland, Oregon. It rains a lot here. And we're in a sunny stretch right now for a few days. And so this way, you know, boy, it rains so much in Portland. I go, yeah, it really does. But you know what? The sun eventually comes out and it's great.
You know,
celebrate. And so life's a lot like that. You know? So don't get too attached to the rainy days and don't get too attached to the sunny days. It's all part of the flow of life. Yeah. And good days and bad days, you know, are like that for us. So just sit with what you have and be grateful and be patient.
Yeah. It's important to make that choice, though, every day, even on the hard days.
Yeah.
You know, because the way you described it and the way I'm understanding it, the cost of leaning into fear and hate is entirely too high.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, there are days when I just have to put, you know, my pink socks on. This is all I have. And instead of staying inside and staying on the computer or just staying alone or, you know, walking the dog, I say, look, I have to get out, pull my pink socks all the way up. I wear a kilt, by the way, Jay, so it's super easy to see my socks.
Oh, that's perfect.
I haven't worn pants since June of 2012, so that's a whole other story.
But that sounds like
I think
story.
It's in the book, maybe. You should get the book. But yeah, so I just pull my socks up, knee-high socks, and I get out there. I take my little backpack, my little bag, stuff it full of pink socks and Love More stickers. And I just go out there and I'll go stand in line at the post office or I'll go to the grocery. And I know someone's going to say, hey, I like your socks.
Yes.
I'm like, wait, what's your name? They'll say, I'm Susan. Susan, I'm Nick. It's good to see you. Wait a minute, I got something for you. Boom. And then I'm like, everybody in line at the post office, I got pink socks for everybody.
You know, oh, yeah.
Pass out people like, you know, And they were standing in line at the post office. Some of them were, you know, probably pretty bent that it's taking so long, you know, that there's always that person that pays with pennies at the front, you know, and like, oh, I got to get back to work and home. So I'm on my lunch break. So to turn those moments into, you know, a pink socks gifting party that changes the trajectory of everybody's day, that's so fun. And so, you know what happens when, so maybe that day I was feeling a little like, oh, a little cruddy, can't take any more of the news. And go out with some intention to give some pink socks. I come back and I'm like, okay, I'm much better now. Much better. And so you'll see when you get your pink socks and you begin gifting how magical this is going to become for you. And so, yeah, those days where you're feeling like, oh, man, it's just never going to stop raining. I just can't get out of the funk. Put your pink socks on, Jay. Get out there, man.
Get out there. I'm excited to experience the magic. I really am.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick, you've built a global movement around something as simple as a pair of socks. You've got to tell me, was there a moment where it was like lightning and you're like, this is the path I have to be on?
Well, you know, there really was no plan, Jay. So this it just happened. The first pair of pink socks we gifted was in April of 2015. At a conference in Chicago. And at that time, I was a co-founder of a company that created some really cool technology for video file management in a healthcare environment. And my chief technology officer and co-founder, Andrew Richards, we went to this event in Chicago and said, hey, you know, there's 42,000 people in suits and ties here. I don't have a suit anymore. You don't wear your suit. Just wear some blue jeans and a Brewpub t-shirt. Roll your jeans up a little. And I'm going to get 100 pairs of these funky pink socks with, at that point, they only had handlebar mustaches on them. You put 50 in your backpack. I'll put 50 in my little backpack and we'll go rolling in there. And every time somebody says, hey, what's the story with these pink socks? We'll say, oh, Nick, this is Andrew. What's your name?
Yeah.
And connect. And so we did that and we had no idea that it was just going to take off, but it took off. Right. And so in the sake of time here, I would really say to your listeners, invite your listeners to come to our website, which is pinksocks.life. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and there's a TED Talk that I did in 2017 in San Francisco that tells this whole backstory of, you know, how it really all began. So go watch that TED Talk on the It's on our website, pigsocks.life. But for me, Jay, you know, it just kept unfolding organically. It's just growing. And, you know, then it jumped over and somebody sent me a DM from, they said, "Hey, Nick, did you send some pink socks to somebody in the Netherlands?" I'm like, "No." Whoa, there's a guy in the Netherlands that had sourced pink socks on his own and was gifting them to drive awareness for the work that he does with Alzheimer's and dementia care. And then literally, as I said, wow, I got another DM from another person. "Hey, Nick, did you send some pink socks to somebody in Wales?" I'm like, "No." There's a guy in Wales who had sourced pink socks on his own and was gifting them to drive awareness for the work that he does with ataxia, which is a rare disease. It's mm-hmm. at that moment we knew that it had gone organic, that this thing was bigger than anybody could ever, you know, have planned or not planned. And then when I got invited to do that talk in San Francisco, a TEDx talk, that's when we added the puzzle piece. So we added the puzzle piece to represent the power of connection, pink socks connecting people all around the world. I tell you, Jay, it is surprising about how something so simple as a pair of socks can drive a global movement. And I'm grateful. I get up every day, I search that hashtag pink socks on social media, and I see people gifting pink socks around the world and celebrating each other and whatever they're doing in their communities or their organizations. And I just say, listen, you know, pink, if pink is not your thing, that's okay. find what is your thing, mm-hmm. right? And lean into that. Maybe it's a hat. Maybe it's that shade of blue for your nails. Maybe it's a flower. Who knows what, whatever your thing is that helps spark a connection, what helps engage, you know, with someone, mm-hmm. do that thing, man. And lean all into it every day when you go out. That's got to be your thing. Get somebody to put their phone down, take their earbuds out and say, "Hey, yeah." And say these words to them, Jay. When I always say this. I always ask, you know, "What's your name?" They'll say, I'll say, "I'm Nick." And I go, "What's your name?" This, "I'm Jay." I say, "Jay, it's good to see you."
Ooh.
Right. That's different than "it's nice to meet you."
Yeah. "Good to see you" is how you greet someone that you want or already are connected to. It's like a friendship already.
Correct.
Like that connection is almost instant.
Instant. It's different energy in those words. Saying "it's nice to meet you" versus "it's good to see you." Different energy comes across in that. And, you know, Jay, oh man, some people will go their whole lives in this dimension, never having someone look at them right in the eye and with intention say, "It's good to see you." That's a gift right there. Saying those words, giving someone that energy. Because when you say "it's good to see you" to the next person that you get your pink socks to, when you stop and say, "It's good to see you, Bob. It's good to see you, Sean. It's good to see you." There are people that will go their whole lives never having someone say those words to them. "It's good to see you." Because what you're sharing with that person in that now is a gift. Because you're seeing them as they are in the now. There is no past. There is no future. You're saying this and you're being kind and authentic and genuine with them in this now without any data, without any information, without any knowing. You don't know where they went to school, where they didn't go to school, where they work, where they don't work, how much money they have, how much money they don't have, because none of those things matter in the now. You're coming to this connection with no biases, no preconceptions, no judgment, simply just sharing space with another human. And that is the gift, Jay. And we're just going to keep doing that.
That gift right there, Nick, that gift of connection, that gift of being seen, that's so powerful. I'm curious, is there something else you've seen firsthand during the movement that also proves small acts of kindness can create real lasting impact?
Well, yeah. I think for me, you know, it's always been crazy wild to watch it grow. I mean, especially in the beginning, and then, you know, we hit the 5-year mark and then the 10-year mark, and I'm like, what? You know, people say, "Well, what's it all about?" I go, "Well, what does it mean to you?" You know, they'll read, "The world is full of good when you believe and see it, keep doing that," and see the big love lore. You know, we have a van that you'll see on the Instagram account that has the same words on the van. I said, "What does it mean to you?" And they'll say, "Well, it means we need to be kinder. We need to love each other." That's exactly what it means.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it means to someone, well, that's what it means. Yeah. And so we've been very careful to not put a true definition on what it is exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody needs to come to that answer for themselves. And once you do, then you say, well, that's exactly what it is. Way to go. We celebrate each other. For me, very early on in the second year, so 2015, we were gifting socks and we're traveling around. And after that first event, we're going all over, you know, doing what startups do, which is beg for money. You know, so we're out raising funds and trying to go get ourselves on the radar screen of many organizations and potential customers and all the things that, that a startup needs to do. The very next year, 2016, I got invited to an event at Stanford University, California, Palo Alto. And it was a conference about patients, listening to the patient's voice. So instead of having, you know, a bunch of doctors or hospital administrators or tech bros, you know, do the talking, the people on the stage were patients sharing their experience inside of the healthcare system. Mm-hmm. Lots of heart speak, you know, lots of shared empathy and compassion and moments to really show up, and, you know, for each other in a good way at that event. So I was grateful to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at that event and, again, this is 2016, so it's pre-COVID. So, you know, people are not walking around in surgical masks at this point.
Yeah.
Well, after my talk, I come out into the lobby in the foyer of the building, and this gentleman about my age approaches me, and he's wearing a blue surgical mask. And he says, hey, I really enjoyed your talk. He goes, do you have a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jay, do I have a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Of course I have a minute. Yes. This is why I'm here.
Easiest gift you can give, your time.
Yeah, I'm here for this connection, you know.
Yeah.
And I even, you know, when I do talks, I tell people, I say, you know, there may be 5,000 of you in the room here. I said, but there's one of you. You think you came here to hear my talk. There's one of you out there that I came here to hear your heart speak, because you're going to stop me out here,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to share a story, and that story is going to be the reason I came today. And it always, always happens. And
wow.
This gentleman shared his, and this is when I started, this is when I became, you know, aware of why this was, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
His name is John, and John goes on to tell me about his situation. And that is that he's a recipient of a full lung transplant. You know, both lobes of his lung had to be removed, and had to be recipient of a donor to get this transplant. Mm-hmm. And so he goes into telling me the story of his donor and how he got his new lungs.
Wow.
Yeah. And tears are running down John's cheeks, and they're staining his blue surgical mask, dark blue, where the lines of his tears are flowing down his mask, and tears are running down my face as I'm sharing space with John's story and his heart speak. It's in that moment I knew what it was about, that it was way more than people just gifting each other pink socks and taking pictures and putting it on Twitter, which used to be fun back in the day, and going to conferences and just, you know, it's, yeah, that's still fun. But what it's really about, and what it was really about for me, was connection.
Mm-hmm.
People just stop and listen, Jay. Everyone has a story to share. All we have to do is stop and listen. Yeah, listen with our heart. Yeah, and when we do that, well, Jay, what we find is we're all so much similar, so much more the same than we are different. When we let go of all of these preconceptions and biases and judgments, what we think we know, we let go of sides and teams, and
mm-hmm.
no matter where we are, this transcends geopolitical ideologies and geopolitical borders. When we give ourselves the self-permission to connect and share space with another human, one person at a time, what we find is we all want the same thing. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Understanding the depth and the power of that connection has to be a powerful feeling and moment. I mean, you've written the book about it, right? Pink Socks, How a Pair of Socks Became a Symbol of Love and Connection.
The story about John, you know, he's in the book. And so when I say the answer for me came early, it's chapter two in the book. John's story is chapter two. And At the end of that chapter is a QR code.
Okay.
Throughout the book, there are QR codes. So I invite you to use your phone and engage with it on those QR codes. I write chapter two from my heart, from my perspective of that story, of that day. If you hit the QR code, you get to hear and feel John's heart speak as John shares the story of that memory of that day from 2016 in John's perspective. And so I invite you to definitely hit the QR code and go deeper into that story with John in the book.
That's amazing. Getting John's perspective and the series of QR codes is brilliant. I'm curious, when you were creating this book, is there one piece of insight readers might be surprised to find in the book?
Surprised. Well, I don't want to tell you because then it would be surprise. I mean,
don't give away the full surprise.
There's lots of surprises in this thing.
What's the beginning of the story?
I think the surprise is how relatable this book is to everyone. So, as I wrote the book years ago, people were like, Nick, you should write a book. You know, you should tell the Pink Sox story. I mean, the Pink Sox drive around the world, we're grown and everybody wants to know, more about this or that. And I'm like, no, I'm not writing a book. And so when we had our 10th birthday, I was like, okay, it's probably time to write the book. Jay, I believe the book needed those 10 years mm-hmm. to happen. Life just needed to unfold. So the book kind of wrote itself. And so the book is a collection of stories along the way of heart speak like John. You know, as I will tell you, writing this book is probably the most difficult thing I've ever done. I mean, I survived college, I survived business school. I, started and ran companies. And this was by far the hardest project ever because it was heart speak. Yeah. It is heart speak. It's not, AI didn't write the book. And each of these chapters where I retell a story or I share that heart speak, I mean, there's a lot of emotion went into this. It was draining each time I would share a story like John's. So there were really three audiences that I had to write the book for, Jay. Mm-hmm. First circle, if you will, was the Pink Sox tribe, people that already have their Pink Sox, the OG people, from the beginning, that's the audience. And they wanted more of, the backstory or things they didn't know. So that's in there. And then mm-hmm. the second circle, if you will, the second audience, which is a larger circle, is people that have heard about Pink Sox. Mm-hmm. They don't really, I'm not really sure what it is, but I've seen these people at every conference I've ever gone to. And my doctor was wearing Pink Sox and my nurse asked me, and I was sitting on a plane and this guy had Pink Sox and, he's an astronaut and oh my goodness. And they're like, what is the story? Mm-hmm. So that's a larger audience. And then the third circle, this big circle way out here was people who had never heard about Pink Sox at all. And so the book had to be relatable for mm-hmm. everyone in those circles. And I have no doubt that this book will speak to your heart. No doubt. However, And I believe the surprise that you're going to find is, well, wow, I didn't know I could get my mind blown and my heart blown wide open over a story about Pink Sox. And so I invite you to share space with the book and to let your heart read it and to let your heart feel all the things that these chapters and these stories are sharing. And I believe that once you finish the book, you'll say, I can't wait to get my Pink Sox on and get out there and go to the post office and make some happy. I don't know. I've got to get out of the house and engage and connect with people. And, Jay, if the past, years and have shown us anything is that we cannot mm-hmm. always control governments and politics. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But what we can control, Jay. Mm-hmm. What we can control is how we show up with each other, one person at a time, one smile at a time, mm-hmm. one pair of Pink Sox at a time. So let's keep doing that. Deal?
Absolutely. Yeah. Deal. We'll keep showing up without a doubt.
All the reviews that are on, it's the book's available through Amazon in hardback and paperback. All mm-hmm. the proceeds of the sale of the book go to the nonprofit. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So you'd be helping us. But all the reviews I've read out there on Amazon, there's quite a few people that have said exactly what you said, that it was a tearjerker at times. I just sit with all the feelings of each chapter. And that's really the gift that you're going to be giving yourself, is sitting with how that makes you feel. Your heart, feel it and listen to what your heart tells you back.
Nick, somebody's out here is listening to us talk, and they're like, I hear this message about love, about kindness, about connection, and I really, really believe in it. I really want to really go for it, but I still feel overwhelmed by negativity in the world. What's just one simple way they can start choosing love and kindness in their everyday life?
Yeah. Again, come back to put this down, set your phone down, take your AirPods out, your earbuds, take your headset off, look around. Look around the bus. Look around the room. Someone's going to see you and they're going to connect and smile, right? And all you got to do is smile back. Yeah, that's a baby step. Next time, they're next to you, you just take out, say, how are you doing today? How's it going? I'm Jay. How's it going? And they'll probably say, well, you know, not everybody's going to say, well, I'm going, it's great. It's the best day of my life. Some people are going to go, you know, it's really shitty. You know, it's awful. And you just go, yeah, you know, and hold space with that. Let them say it. You know, Jay, I will tell you, after been doing this for 11 years, and once I learned that story from John about what this is really about, is once I gave myself the self permission to say, yeah, I've got a minute. You know, I want to, what continues to show up each and every day that I have a connection and engagement with someone, that we see each other for the first time. About 9 times out of 10, that person, you know, well, I'll reach in my bag. I'll say, hey, I've got some pink socks for you. And that those are for me. Well, yeah. Oh, you want a hug? Yeah, I want a hug. We hug. You're like, oh. And then the person says, about 9 times out of 10, the person will say, do you have a minute? Yes, I've got a minute.
I've got a minute. Yeah.
And that person is going to share a story with you, Jay. So once you give yourself the self space and permission to say yes, to share space with someone, odds are they're going to share a story of sadness with you, and it's going to be loss and pain. Things like, whew, my wife just died from cancer. I just found out I have a cancer diagnosis. My son's in rehab. My daughter just OD'd on fentanyl. I was thinking about killing myself today.
That's heavy.
Right. And so when you share space with someone and they tell you these things, and you hold space with that. Yeah, that's humanity. That's the gift of us each seeing ourselves in the other person. We're all one phone call away from it's cancer. Mm-hmm. We're all one heartbeat away from a heart attack or stroke. Mm-hmm. We're all a nanosecond away from that 18-wheeler drifting over head on. Mm-hmm. Jay, for all of us, life is happening right now, right here. Yeah. Don't miss it. We're all scared. We're all confused. None of us have the answers. We're all seeking love. We're all wanting to show up with kindness.
Yeah.
Once we realize that, give ourselves permission to connect, to engage, it becomes easier and easier and easier. I mean, come on, think about this. Let's say 300,000 people today around the world, just for simple math, because it's over 300. I don't know exactly what the number is. If 300,000 people today wear their pink socks, and each have one connection, one, hey, it's good to see you today, 300,000 times one. What if we do 2 of those? 5. What if all of us had 10 connections today? Grocery store, post office, you name it. I don't know. Where are we?
Yeah.
10 connections.
So powerful.
I mean, the ripple effect.
Yes.
Of goodness that throws around the whole planet for all of us. Mm-hmm. And it just starts with that small thing. Hey, it's good to see you. How are you doing? Here, let me get that door for you. I'll take your shopping cart back.
Yeah.
Simple. These are simple things. Yeah. Hey, man, you dropped that.
Here you go.
Simple. That was an act of kindness.
Yes. You know, Nick, hearing the possibility and the power of giving that gift of humanity over and over again, I'm certain that the world can change just from that. So, Nick, I have one more question, if I may. Could you please remind everyone where they can find details about Pink Socks and where they can find the book?
It's simple. Come to pinksocks.life, pinksocks.life. And that's the website. That's also our Instagram account. So come follow us there and see a bunch of happy, smiley people in pink socks. And when you get your pink socks, make sure take a picture and tag us so we can see and celebrate you around the world.
Yeah.
Pinksocks.life, the website, is the location to see that TED Talk that I mentioned. It's right there at the bottom of the homepage. You'll also see the book on the homepage. Just click on that book. It'll take you to another page. It tells you more about the book. And then all you have to do is click the Amazon link to get the book. The website is also where you purchase pink socks to gift. And so we provide pink socks at cost, at our cost. Awesome. And you buy them by the dozens. So you'll get one dozen, two dozen, three dozen, however many dozen you want. Because it's not just about you wearing your pink socks. It's about you gifting pink socks along the way. Every time you create a smile, that's the person that's going to get the pink socks. You don't have to, overthink like, well, who am I going to give these to? They're going to come to you. So just have a pair or two in your bag with you at all times. And the very first person that comments and says, hey, I like your socks, boom, that's the person that you're going to give some pink socks to. The website is also the place to donate. And since we're a 501c3, all donations are tax exempt. We're very grateful for individual donors and philanthropists and corporate friends that you'll see down on the footer of our homepage that help support our mission. And you'll learn more about what we do just by navigating the website, pinksocks.life. So we're grateful for everybody that comes in and visits, and we're grateful for everybody that helps us on the mission. And we're grateful for you just showing up in your own way with love and kindness, no matter how that is, pink socks or no pink socks.
Amazing. I would love to offer one last cheers. I think we should make a cheers to listening to our heart speak to understand the power of connecting over and over again.
Yeah. Yep. I'll drink to that every day.
Cheers. Nick, thank you so much for sharing the wisdom, the love, the kindness, the understanding, and the pink socks. Just thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to share the story with your audience, Jay. I'm very grateful. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And thank you to all the listeners that tuned in today. This has been Cheers to This.